That's exactly, I think, what I did.
No problem. We can check that on our end. If that person got on board, that makes it even easier. And then we'll just know for the future.
They didn't get on.
Yeah, because that countdown timer starts before we even put it in park.
Correct, and it also notifies your rider ASAP. And it's all based on that geofence. As soon as you're close enough, they get them out of where they're at, maybe getting them standing up, getting them out of the building.
Sure it does.
You snooze, you lose.
If you snooze and we leave you, you call dispatch and we get you another ride.
That answered my next question, because some of our pickups are extremely slow.
Then you can hit that wait button as long as you need to if you know that they're coming. If there's somebody that's not going to respect the 5-minute timer, they're not ready, then we need to help them learn that boundary, but we're gonna have a net to catch them.
So I have a question about Greg. Craig, when we drop him off, for example, we help him to his door, and it sure takes a while. But picking him up, I mean, it takes just as long, and that countdown timer will end when we're away from the bus if we can't hit that extra minute.
Correct. That will just stay there, and it will assume that you're waiting. So if you're doing your load, you're doing securement, you're providing customer service and assistance, that will just sit and wait. When you get everything secured and ready to go, then hit wait and complete ride, and then you can move on. Does that make sense?
Okay, that was a lot more clear. Thank you very much.
And then I can check some things on that passenger to make it a true door-to-door, and that will add some additional minutes to their load time. Chris, will you tell me what passenger that is again?
Craig O.
Okay, we'll take a look. If anything else rings a bell for anybody else, you can send a message in. I probably don't clutter up the radio this morning just blasting out names, so we can keep it open for learning. But you can message it in, text me, text Gracie, whatever's easiest.
Okay, so yesterday was such a fumble for me. So do we still call in and say we canceled somebody?
Nope, just do it on your phone.
Okay, that's what I did.
When you do it on your phone, will it automatically cancel the B-leg?
No, it won't, and that is to prevent someone getting a different ride. Maybe a mom or a friend brought them in, and they're still counting on us to go back. They do get a text if they have canceled or no-showed. They do get a text. If they would like to cancel that, they're encouraged to call in.
Okay.